This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Right to it is what we are going to get as we get going today. Catherine Rempel from The Washington Post and Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville are today's usual suspects for our weekly wrap of Wall Street and maybe a little bit beyond. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
All right. So let's see. I guess we'll start with Hillary Clinton. Gave a speech today. She did. Quarterly capitalism was sort of the buzzword, the through line. Catherine, she wants us to get away from the tyranny of quarterly earnings reports. Odds of success with that?
I think it's a very admirable goal.
Yep,
We want to be thinking long term. Well, that's good for companies. It's good for the economy overall. I think that the mechanism for getting there is really tricky, and I'm still not convinced that the proposals that she's laid out will necessarily be effective.
Cardiff, she's talking about things like changing capital gains tax rules and stuff like that. My question to you, though, is the larger, and I know we're delving into the political here a little bit, the running against Wall Street thing this time around.
Well, interestingly enough, this is an issue on which Wall Street, parts of Wall Street, and Hillary Clinton might actually be aligned, which is what makes this so shrewd.
Yeah.
And so, this is a lot different from saying, I want to break up the banks, or I think that, you know, Wall Street has lost its way or whatever. This is sort of a way of addressing a problem, a legitimate problem,
yeah,
without necessarily pissing off a lot of her big donors. So actually, in that sense, I think this was really quite clever.
All right. We'll go with that one. We'll wait for the letters to come in, too. But, you know, anyway, we'll move right along. Catherine, item number two on the list that I jotted down before coming into the studio. It says, and I'm quoting myself here, the coming health insurer singularity. We are now down to, I think, three big insurance companies with the Anthem-Cigna merger here. What do we think that portends, both, you know, ACA Obamacare-wise and the larger healthcare market?
Well, the insurance companies are arguing that if they merge, they'll have more market power. They'll have better bargaining, a better bargaining position, essentially, to negotiate mm-hmm. down healthcare prices on behalf of consumers, which will help consumers, of course. I think the jury's still out about whether that's true. It is true that they will have a better bargaining position, particularly since there have been a lot of hospital mergers going on as well. But whether they'll actually pass along those savings to consumers is a totally separate question.
Yeah. Cardiff, you get item number three, the decline in commodities prices this week, both oil and gold and copper. I mean, you name it. Everything's going sort of down-ish. Do we care? And if so, how much?
Well, I mean, I guess whether or not you care depends which country you're in, right? In the U.S., actually, this has the potential to be quite a good thing. Lower commodities prices means that you pay less for the products that use commodities. The more worrisome aspect of this is that it reflects a slowdown in China and in other emerging markets that use a lot of commodities in making products and then sell those products. And I think that actually is something to worry about, because widespread weakness eventually does filter back to the bigger economies and to the rest of the world.
So, Catherine, just on that and spinning it off just a little bit to another number that was out yesterday, there were these there's a number called first-time claims for weekly unemployment benefits, right? And it was at like a 40-year low yesterday, which came out.
42-year low.
42-year low. Well, there you go.
Not to be pedantic.
Please, by all means, be as pedantic as you like. It's a weekly number. It's incredibly volatile. We don't spend a lot of time on it. But a 42-year low is quite a low.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly gives credence to the view that the labor market is tightening mm-hmm. and people who are arguing that the Fed should raise rates sooner rather than later, this gives them ammunition. You know, I would caution in how we interpret that number, because layoffs are quite low, but hiring is still not terribly high either in
right.
the grand scheme of things. I mean, basically what's happening is you have less churn overall in the economy. And this is kind of a longer term trend that's a little bit distressing in terms of like how dynamic you think the economy is, how quickly people are going to get raises, because they get raises by changing jobs voluntarily or otherwise. So, you know, it looks positive at the outset, but I think
positive.
It hides a lot.
Yeah.
It hides a lot.
Yeah. Catherine Rempel from The Washington Post and Cardiff Garcia from the blog, which is for now named FT Alphaville. We'll see you guys later.
Have a good week. Just had to get that.
I had to. Come on, man. Have a good weekend, you guys. We'll see
Thanks.
You.